As we journey in John's gospel, from the well to the pool, we find ourselves outside the tomb of Lazarus, watching a dramatic scene unfold. Jesus is calling out to a man who had been dead for 4 days. We watch with wonder and fear as the dead man staggers out. Lazarus is really, literally, the walking dead. But he's more than an animated corpse. He's a man given new life, a second chance to live. And it happens for one simple reason. Jesus called, and Lazarus responded. It begins with that dramatic call at the tomb. Lazarus, come out. When I hear these words of Jesus spoken to his dead friend, I can't but help to think that Jesus is addressing them not just to Lazarus, but to all of us. It's the call that he has made to us from the very beginning of Lent, when many of us stood with ashes on our foreheads. Remember, you are dust, to dust you shall return. And we ourselves became like Lazarus, the walking dead. Return. Turn back to the gospel. Turn to the light. Come out from your personal tomb. Come out from sin. Leave what is familiar and dark and dead. Come out. Live again. The tears that Jesus shed for Lazarus are ones that he sheds for all of us, who are buried in the caves of human weakness, sin, and fear. So listen closely, friends. He calls to you and me. He beckons us not with a whisper, but with a heartfelt cry, come out. Have we heard him? Have we answered him? Jesus' final words in the gospel are words of quiet but profound hope. Untie him and let him go. Like Lazarus, you and I stand before God, bandaged, wounded, tied with our own burial cloths. In so many ways, we are bound by brokenness. We are prisoners. But God wants us to be free. He wants you and me to breathe again, to live again, to walk again in the light. So Jesus says, wake up, come out. Are we willing to take those first faltering steps? Our 40-day Lent pilgrimage is almost over, but yet there is still time to rediscover the zeal that we all had on Ash Wednesday when we proudly wore that mark of penitence on our foreheads. Good news, friends, there still is time. In fact, there is more time. 3 weeks ago, in the middle of this Lenten journey, we marked daylight saving time and gained another hour of light. What have we done with it? In 2 weeks, we'll be embraced with the radiant light of Christ at Easter. What will we do about that? This Tuesday morning will be a communal penance service at 10:45 with 5 priests to celebrate the sacrament of forgiveness. There are the times listed in this week's bulletin between now and Holy Week. What a wonderful opportunity to know the beauty of God's mercy, to become more than just the walking dead, but to hear the voice of God calling us to walk among the living and embrace the light. Listen to the call of Jesus, the call to come out from a place of darkness. It's a call to begin again. It's a call to be free to new life in the light.